Wales tomorrow night. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening. Because it's 11:15, Fiona Torkington is here.
Je puis voir petite ville, je te quitte, c'est pour longtemps. Je puis voir petite ville, je te quitte, c'est pour longtemps. Je te quitte, c'est pour longtemps, ma vie, ma bunette. Je te quitte, c'est pour longtemps, ma vie, en avant. Je ne regrette pas la vie, ni les bourgeois qui sont dedans, ni les bourgeois qui sont dedans, ma vie ou ma bunette, ni les bourgeois qui sont dedans, ma vie en avant. Je ne regrette qu'une fille de 18 ans. Une fille de 18 ans navigue en ma bunette. Une fille de 18 ans navigue en avant.
A traditional song from the Limousin region of France, sung by Léon Perra, recorded in 1980. Coming up tonight on Late Junction, a tribute to the Norwegian composer Arne Norheim, who died earlier on this month, and a piece for 12 saxophones, among other things. This is Salif Keita now, from his recent CD La Différence, and an impassioned song, Samiga.
Can you see more? Can you see more? Awalisimo Soko Soko Simanisimo Salaba Kona Mosudi Lani Sanji Sogo before I gana jonko Feniti ni sonko ba Afara chokoro baga yoko Fakori kumba Fakori raba jemi jankori Kori barama kori barata Bulaka mogolandi abula manfengandi Bula salamodu, bula tekarabala Iii, chukuru yaranna Afora jonye, tabu kamara Sibi mwanafara kamara Kamatera soma akamari nungambo Kamatera burara akamari nungambo Bia kasa kele ni kama janso go subaru ni kama jima sonya Ha 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 Okera kurudi kunumali Iyala lefa mali Jata tene diyara
Thank you.
Bassist Aril Anderson from 1975 and Song for a Sad Day, joined by the then 19-year-old Ewan Balka on piano and Paul Towson, also 19 at the time, on drums, with Knut Riesnes on sax. Salif Keita just before, and a track called Samiga from his recent CD La Différence. The Norwegian composer Arne Norheim died earlier this month, a pioneer of electronic music in Norway and a huge influence. One of his electronic pieces later on, but here's a short choral piece, Converte Nos Domine, from his setting of words from the Book of Lamentations.
Thank you.
Music which began life in missionary settlements in Bolivia, written by the 18th century composer and organist Domenico Tzipoli, who got the South American Indians to build organs for him in his missionary churches. James Johnston played his Toccata in D minor. And if you listen again on the BBC iPlayer, now imagine that track played by a rock guitarist. Before that, a choral piece by the composer Arne Norheim, who died earlier this month, a setting of words from the Book of Lamentations, sung by the choir Grex Vocalis, conducted by Carl Hoogset. A duo from Bristol now, the Wraiths, they're called, who turned to poetry in their CD Welcome Stranger to This Place. Blake, Keats, Walter de la Mare, and here, Emily Dickinson.
Wild nights were I with thee. Wild nights should be a luxury. Futile the winds to a heart in port. Done with the compass, done with the chart. Should be a luxury. Futile the winds to a heart in port. Done with the compass, done with the chart. Rowing in Eden sea. Might I bud more tonight in thee?
The Wraiths, the duo of Mog Fry and John Hunt, and a setting of Emily Dickinson from their CD Welcome Stranger to This Place. The composer Georges Apagis was born in Athens in 1945, and by the time he was 20, he'd moved to Paris. In 1978, he wrote a piece for a quartet of instruments of the same timbre and range. It could just as easily have been four timpani or four double basses, but it was recorded by four saxophones, who, for this recording, played the piece three times at three different tempi. Then Apagis worked the material into his own 12-part saxophone orchestra. It's called Signo, or Signals, and it's played by the Cossacks saxophone group. Signo, or Signals for 12 Saxophones by Georges Apagis, played there by the Kazakhs Saxophone Ensemble. Fado singer Anna Mora now, and a song called Eshta Noita. Tonight I'm going out. No more will I lament my sorrows in this closed room.
Carpir mais as mágoas neste meu quarto fechado. O que no peito se amua são dores e eu triste trago-as na boca em forma de um fado. Em forma de um fado. Esta noite não me escondo entre as mãos trêmulas frias da solidão a buscar. Sai-me do peito. Agonias a que não quero mais dar. Sai-me do peito redondo um suspiro e as agonias a que não quero mais dar. Parto que eu chamo a dor de um passado ingrato. Esta noite saio à rua. Ponho de parto que eu chamo a dor de um passado ingrato.
Thank you.
seems to be turning into a bit of a week for Norwegian guitarists. Yesterday, Terje Rypdal, Knut Reijerud and Stian Vesterhus. And just now, the legendary Bjørn Klarklegg with the unmistakable sound of Thomas Strønen on drums and Nikolai Eilertsen on bass. The title track from their CD, The Woods Are Not What They Seem. Before that, the Fado singer Anna Mora and Esther Neuter. You're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. If you'd like to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now this is Wild Birds and Peace Drums.
So does the inside leak in heart breaking? Too many bones will break, too many heads will ache, too many tears will make a hole. Thank you.
is a relative thing. Always just a bug. To reality. And little is just so, just so. Truth is my neglected child. So unembraceable for any length of time. She's always wanting. I know, I know. Truth is too highly priced. Takes away the thrill of illusion, my moonshine, the pretty parts, my love rhymes. Every crutch and cushion that may soften the impact of life. And so will truth. I make my compromise. I make my compromise. I make my compromise. I make my compromise. Thank you.
Cecil Enderson with Jon Christensen playing percussion in Truth. And before that, Wild Birds and Peace Drums and a number from them called The Lake. As I mentioned before, the Norwegian composer Arne Norheim died earlier on this month, a major figure in contemporary and electronic music. I've chosen a piece of his from 1968 called Solitaire, which was inspired by a poem by Baudelaire, Les Bijoux, The Jewels. The crystalline sound here creates an icy landscape, which also uses recordings of poetry readings, with the energy of the treated voice giving a different perspective on the music. Arne Norheim's Solitaire from 1968. Arne Norheim, who died earlier this month. Another track now from Stian Westerhuis. Stian, you may remember, did a Late Junction collaboration with the Indian singer Swati Natakar a few months ago. Stian's solo album is called Pitch Black, Star Spangled. And from that, this is Empty Hands, Mirrored Softly.
Thank you. فرهاد رفت باشد ای دادن
classical Iranian singer Mamak Khadem and Bisotun, an improvisation based on 18th century words by Hassin Lahiji, a tragic Romeo and Juliet-like story. And Lahiji talks about the night when the sound of the stonecutter's chisel can no longer be heard on the monument of Bisotun. Stian Westerhoos just before, and another track from his new CD, Pitch Black, Stars Spangled. That was Empty Hands Mirrored Softly. Two very fine singer-songwriters next. Jono McCleary, who I've been playing you for some years now here on Late Junction, a song from him called Tomorrow, and Susanna Sinfer, first of all, and a track from her recent album The Brothel. This is Father, Father. Thank you.
Forget about which way you face. sun to rise again. Think of us dancing in.
Jono McCleary and Tomorrow, following on from Susanna Sinfer and Father, Father from her CD, The Brothel. I'm going to end with music by the duo On tonight, Sylvain Chauvin and Stephen Hess. Music reworked, rearranged and recomposed by Christiane Fennes. Part of a piece called The Sound of White. First of all, though, I'm going to play the sound of bell ringers from Corsica, Antoine and Jacques-Philippe Luigi. Good night.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Welcome if you've just tuned in, and for the next hour and a quarter, we're going to venture into the archives of the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra for some recordings from the 1980s. Hans Vonk conducts a tone poem by his fellow Dutchman Alphonse Diepenbrock, as well as Roussel's Third Symphony a little later. But first, from December 1985, Bernard Haitink and Alfred Brendel come together for Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24. The key of C minor was one that Mozart chose for many of his most tempestuous works, and in this respect he profoundly influenced Beethoven, whose own third piano concerto is modelled on this one by Mozart.